What would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? What will you do to change your legacy?
Hey everyone, this is Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. Today's episode is number 83, and what we're going to talk about is intellectual capital. We're continuing our series looking at the various levels, the eight different kinds of capital that was first introduced by Mr. Evans of Appleseed Permaculture. I think that Ethan Evans, but anyway, that we are continuing with that. We've already looked at social capital and material capital and financial capital, living capital, and now we're on intellectual capital. In upcoming episodes, we'll look at experiential or human capital and spiritual capital and cultural capital. And so hopefully these have been good for you in looking at maybe some different ways of looking at your assets and what you have available, what you don't have available, and ways to acquire more diversity within your capital management. And so today we're going to continue with that. But before we do that, I want to take a few moments and just take care of some introductory business material. First of all, if you have questions for me, I encourage you to submit those to me at steve@thelegacypodcast.com. I'm looking to create a question-answer page on the website somewhere. And so if you've got questions about building a legacy, leaving a legacy, how to acquire a legacy, all those kinds of things, all that we talk about here on the Legacy Podcast, I encourage you to write me questions. I will, if you want to remain anonymous, I will be glad to do that. And then I will get back with you about those questions and also post them with answers. And then also, if you want to give me feedback otherwise, the way you can do that is steve@thelegacypodcast.com. Make sure that you're registered as a user of the website. This enables you to get the updates when they happen. You'll get an email notification when a new blog post comes out or a podcast or video or anything like that. Any changes that are made to the website, you'll be notified of it. So you have to, that way you can check back when they happen and not have to keep referring to the website. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And then also, the affiliate focuses for today. The first one is Gurney's, and that's a new one. You've not heard of them yet. Probably you've heard of Gurney's, but you haven't heard of them as being an affiliate focus. And the reason I like Gurney's, of course, Gurney's is a seed and gardening catalog store. And the reason I like Gurney's is because they have probably the widest selection of vegetables and plants that I know of on the internet. And I have bought numerous trees and seeds and plants from them. They've got a great guarantee with them. I had one tree that was shipped to me, and it was broke when it came to me. The stem was broke right off from the mail. And they asked me if I wanted to get a new one or get a refund or exchange it for something else. And we're glad to do that. And that's the kind of people you work with there at Gurney's. And they've got a wide selection, especially under the exotic plants. You can buy all kinds of, they've got even banana trees and all different kinds of unique trees that you're not used to having around here, but you can grow. And so check out Gurney's on the center right column. And then also 48 Days. 48 Days is the work of Dan Miller's organization. And over there at his store, you can acquire books that will help you transition out of your current job into the job that you love, or to transition out of the current job that you have into a business that you love. And both are available over there. He's got an organization, and you can also plug into his organization, his emails, all that kind of thing over at his store, which is 48 Days Store. So click on his link and check them out. And then also, if you like the show, I want to encourage you to become a Legacy Partner. Our Legacy Partner program is $30 a year. With that, you have access to our exclusive members-only website, our only members page, which enables you to have over $50 worth of value, of vendor discounts, some downloadable material, all of that for $30 a year. Plus, you can also support the show with that at less than 25 cents an episode. So if you think this show is worth 25 cents or any of the shows that you've heard is worth 25 cents, then consider becoming a Legacy Partner. And that will do the trick. Appreciate that. And then also, make sure that you're following us and telling your friends and family about us on all the various social media. That takes care of the introductory material. So now let's go ahead and take care of the main content for today's show, which is intellectual capital. Now, I've already listed the various kinds of capital that we've begun to look at and some of those that we'll look at in the future. But what is intellectual capital? Well, intellectual capital is the knowledge that you have on any particular subject specifically and the knowledge that you have combined in general. So it's basically all the information that you have in your head. That's your intellectual capital. Now, how you've acquired that, that could be varied. And, of course, it will be varied based upon different people and different circumstances and different ways of learning and ways in which you've learned and your experiences and all this kind of stuff all contributes to your intellectual capital. And intellectual capital is very beneficial. Let me just talk about some of the ways in which intellectual capital is beneficial. First of all, it cannot be taken away. This is one of the beautiful things about intellectual capital. Because it's in our head, it can't be taken away. A tornado could come by and wipe out our material capital. An economic depression could wipe out our financial capital. A drought or a plague could wipe out our living capital. But unless you have an accident, get amnesia, or acquire Alzheimer's in your old age, you will not lose your intellectual capital. In fact, you'll continue to build upon it. And that's what's amazing about this. It can't be taken away. Political environments can't come and steal away property. And you still have the knowledge that you have acquired. So it's a great asset because it has such great lasting value. It can't be taken away. Another benefit of intellectual capital is that it can be acquired readily today by the use of the internet. You know, it is amazing how much information is available on the internet. I mean, of course, you're listening to this. I don't know whether you're listening to this through a feed or whether you're listening to this downloadable on the website or whether you are listening to it directly on the website. I'm not sure. But this is just one of thousands of podcasts that are available and information, radios and blogs and everything else that you can find on the internet that are beneficial. And, you know, I'm hoping that you're finding some benefit by listening to the Legacy Podcast. But, you know, there are lots and lots of shows like this that you can gain all kinds of information from. And, you know, the internet has opened the door for that in phenomenal ways. You know, it used to be that you have to go down to a library and check out a book or check out a video that they might have or an audio cassette or something like that and listen to it there or read it there or, you know, something like that, and have to actually have that in a hard-bound copy or something. But those days are long gone, and with the use of the internet, information is just skyrocketed, and it's accelerated so fast that we have so much available to us now by that. And so it can be readily available today through the internet. That's another benefit of it. A third benefit is that it can bring leverage to all the other assets. For example, the knowledge that you have on how to increase your rabbit yield will help in your living capital. If you have read some books and acquired some knowledge capital, some intellectual capital on how to, increase your corn production or increase, your vegetables in your garden, or if you've read some books on how to invest better, and so you're able to improve your financial capital. And so it's a leveraging agent. Is what the intellectual capital is, because when you apply the intellectual capital to all the other areas, it exponentially increases those areas. The knowledge of economic cycles can help you increase your financial capital. And so, you know, all these different things work together, and this is one of those that can be used so readily. And so if there's an area of weakness, you can learn in that area of weakness and then exponentially grow a particular area of capital. And that is a great benefit that is found. So here's some things to consider when it comes to intellectual capital. And the first is that intellectual capital must be applied to be most valuable. Knowledge without application is really useless. So a PhD with little experience or application is simply a piece of paper. It's when we apply that knowledge, it's when we apply the information that we have gathered in such a way to be beneficial to us or to others that we can actually increase capital and apply that exponentially. And so we need to make sure that what knowledge we do have, that we are applying it. And somebody who takes what little information that they have and applies it is better than somebody who knows everything but doesn't apply any of it. And so that's a critical thing to consider. Secondly, investing in intellectual capital is one of the few forms of capital that is concentrated on yourself and your own self-development, which results in an exponential benefit. We've already talked about the way that it benefits by, you know, creating exponential value to all the other areas of capital by applying the knowledge that you have to it. But it also can benefit you because it's really the only thing that you invest in yourself. In the knowledge that you acquire is actually invest in yourself. For example, if you invest in some financial capital to acquire some living capital, like some fruit trees, that is a trade-off of one thing for another of personal property. On the other hand, if you invest in some financial capital into some books that you read and apply what is learned in those books, you and that which you apply the knowledge to all benefit. And so it is one of those areas where when you apply intellectual capital, it comes back to you personally in multiple ways. And so, you know, financial capital, that can increase your real estate or your, you know, estate. Your material capital can increase your raw goods. Your living capital can increase your, livestock or whatever it is. But knowledge capital can actually increase you as a person. And that's a huge, huge deal. And so that's something else to consider. So how are we to acquire more intellectual capital? Well, you can do it in one of two ways, and I've really kind of broken this down into two forms or two ways. The first is what I'm calling a traditional route. That is the route that we had been told to take from early days, and that is to go to school, get good grades, and that will serve you well. In fact, you still hear the statistics sometimes that those who go to school and graduate from college earn, 25% more than their counterpart. Now, of course, that statistic is lopsided in one way, and that is that those people who actually graduate from college are usually those who apply themselves the most, and those who apply themselves the most probably will earn the most when they graduate. If you take those who are, applying themselves in some other trade or something else, they probably will excel those who actually go to college. But that's a whole nother topic. So the traditional route are those who go to school, maybe they go to, the regular schools, the government schools or whatever it is, they go to trade school and maybe learn a vocation or, a skill in trades. Maybe they might go to college or university or something like that. And these are all ways in which you can acquire various kinds of knowledge, intellectual capital. We need to take advantage of those opportunities to learn. Do not consider what you're doing as meaningless. Consider it as building your intellectual capital. So if you're required to go to school, maybe you're a student right now and you're going to school, then, use that time not just to, pass some courses or something like that, but actually to gain some capital, some intellectual capital that you can then exponentially grow, and you can, network and multiply in other ways. Now, the disadvantage of learning through this traditional route typically is that there's a lot of capital outlay in order to acquire it. For example, you either have to pay a lot of financial capital in order to acquire this knowledge, or you have to spend a great deal of time, which we'll get to later when we talk about human capital. But you have to exchange a great deal in order to acquire this necessary knowledge, supposedly, for that. However, if you take the non-traditional route, which is the other one that I'm going to talk about, there is a great deal more opportunity for it. Now, I have to just make some things clear here. I have a master's degree. Of course, I went to college, and then I went on to seminary and have a master's divinity degree. I went beyond my master's divinity degree and took a year and a half of doctoral work. And so I have a lot of time invested, a lot of money invested in the traditional route. And so when I speak of it, I speak of it from experience. And yet looking back on it, I see so much that I could have learned differently than what I did through the traditional means. And so there are many other opportunities available today that can be used in a way that would actually increase more quickly your intellectual capital. And that's what I want to talk about right now, and that is the non-traditional route. Again, I want to go back to the internet. It is a great resource for acquiring new information. There are ebooks that are available. And of course, if you've got Kindles and or even just your own computer, you can read off the computer. But, you know, you've got Kindles or some kind of reading device that you can download these PDF files in and you can read to your heart's content ebooks. And most of the time, they are dirt cheap. Sometimes they're free. You can get so much free information in PDF files. It's just incredible. And you could spend hours and hours and hours a day gaining this capital and increasing your knowledge of various subjects. There are also, you know, if you're not so much a reader, there are tons and tons of audios that you can use and that you can listen to that would be advantageous to you in learning new material. There are, you know, podcasts that you can listen to. There are lectures that you can listen to. There are presentations of, you know, people doing seminars. You know, YouTube is an incredible resource for a lot of different things. Now, I know there's also some quacks on there and some strange stuff, and you have to verify those sources from which you get these things. But nonetheless, there is a great deal of information there. There's online courses that you can take. More and more schools are actually trying to go in this direction. But apart from schools, you can learn a great deal of information just from online courses that you can take. Of course, as you know, an affiliate with Liberty Classroom, I want to put a plug in for them. That is an incredible resource. If you want to know history, whether it be ancient history from Western civilization or whether it be, you know, modern American history, or if you want to learn economics from an Austrian point of view. And when I say Austrian school, if you're not familiar with Austrian school, that's basically free market schools versus the Keynesian schools, which is government intervention, central planning type perspective. The Austrian school is a free market school of economics. And so you can learn economics, you can learn all these different things through that. And what is that, $100 for all these courses? That, you know, I remember when I took Western Civilization, of course, I went to Virginia Tech and I took Western Civ. I took two courses. I was a history major and a geography major. And, you know, we had to take Western Civ 1 and 2, and then we had to take some other stuff. And I think it was like $430 a credit hour or something like that. And you know, it was outrageous the kind of money that we spent on these. And this is far better. The, you know, Liberty Classroom is far better than I ever got at Virginia Tech and the Western Civ courses there. But not only do you just get the Western Civ, you get the American history. I would have had to pay for that too. And I, you know, a pretty good American history teacher, but this was far better. And then, yeah, that economics, he says he's got more coming. And that's just one example of the kind of information that is available through lectures and through online training and tools that are available. It's just incredible. Podcasts, audio books, you know, you can go and you can get almost all of the classics, the classics like Homer's Odyssey and the Iliad and Aeneid and, you know, all of these different all the classic, the lyric poets and then you go into Shakespeare. And I mean, you can get all of these things pretty much online in audio form. So if you're not a reader and you just want to commute to and from work and you want to listen to these things on the way and get this information, now that's probably only if you're interested in, I don't know how much Shakespeare can give you information that can be practical for today, but some of you might enjoy that, but others of you might gain benefit from, you know, learning a lecture series, or, you know, you can learn languages, Spanish or French or, you know, whatever it is that you think you need to learn, you can learn it online somewhere, somehow, cheaply. It's just incredible. I am considering taking a permaculture course online through the Permaculture Institute that is available online, Permaculture Classroom. And it's like $550 for 78 hours of, or 72 hours of permaculture course material. And I mean, that's incredible. the amount that you can receive information wise over the internet. And so that's the non-traditional route. And you can acquire so much doing that, that the sky is the limit as to how much intellectual capital we want to get and how much we want to acquire. And remember, the more intellectual capital you get, the more you're able to then leverage that in other areas to increase capital in other areas. So I always want to end with saying, what should we do? Well, first of all, consider where you have areas of expertise. Consider areas where you have received some formal training or some informal training, or where you've learned through the experiences of hard knocks or whatever it might be. You've gained some intellectual capital. You've gained something where you have a level of expertise, a level of understanding it in, that is above others. And, you know, that then becomes the capital that you currently have that you can leverage into other areas. And then secondly, consider where you want to learn some more. Consider some areas where you might be weak, where you want to be able to acquire some greater intellectual capital. And, you know, write those down. And then number three would be develop a plan or come up with a way where you are going to acquire that information. Evaluate where and how you intend to acquire the needed intellectual capital to fill your weaknesses that you have identified. And hopefully then you'll be able to take those three steps and the information I've applied for you applied to you today regarding intellectual capital, and then grow yourself by growing the knowledge that you acquire, and doing so in a way that can benefit your bottom line as well as you as a person. And with that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. What will you do today to build your legacy?
All we leave behind, time after time, is a legacy with nothing to show. Now our country is lost, and it's not without cost, for there's many who struggle every day. And I think that it's time we start crying for our nation and lift our hands and pray. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? Say goodbye. But just like the plant that withers away, we will leave many seeds behind. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? What will you do to change your legacy?